And when we're going out there and we're going no huddle, and you might be struggling a little bit like we were at the beginning of that game, it's just something to change the pace, to break the ice, and to get the ball rolling. And you saw once we were able to do that, things kind of, you know, trickled downhill.
Is it the kind of deal where the guys kind of like it because it's different and kind of unique?
Yeah, I think so. And it's different, it's unique, but at the same time, it's smash mouth. They pretty much know what we're going to do, and we pretty much know that they know what we're going to do. So it's just, can we execute and can we go out there and try and, you know, take a couple yards from them?
John, as you look ahead to Saturday, what do you, your playoff, what do you think this thing's going to boil down to? What, you know, the real key factors in this thing?
You know, I think number one, it's just it's execution. It's keeping a cool head. It's not letting the game play too fast because it is the playoffs. The emotions will be high. It is a division game. They don't want to play us, you know, any more than we want to, you know, play them again back-to-back weeks. So we're fired up and we're anxious to get out there and put a, you know, good product on the field.
Yep. John, how have you seen kind of Evan mesh up front with the guys?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, he's a physical presence in the run game. He's doing a great job with the declarations. I think he just fits right in.
Is that a big thing? You know, the communication, I'm sure it'll be easier here than it was in the Metrodome for a young guy, for a young center to get the communication down?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, communication's visual and verbal, and we know that. And, you know, I think we did a pretty good job up at the Dome. I mean, obviously things are going to be easier at home. I thought we dealt with the noise there, you know, about as good as you can do. And, you know, here at home it should be easier and we should be able to execute more.
A lot of the guys in the Vikings said, even after the loss here, Lambeau, they felt that maybe they won that game. There was a confidence built, and they go on a four-game winning streak ahead of this game. What does that mean for teams such as that gain confidence in a loss? Is that anything you can relate to or understand?
You know, some people, you know, have moral victories. Some people don't have moral victories. You know, if we're the team that gave them the motivation, the kick in the butt, then that's great. But, you know, now it's playoff time, so and we're going to look to go out there and play a better game than what we did just this past game and try and come away with a win.
What's the main point of emphasis this week? This is so weird that you got to play the same team twice again. It's like before.
Yeah.
What's this team's main point of emphasis?
You know, I think we were fortunate that most of the guys in this room have, you know, done that before in 2009 when we played Arizona twice. So we're looking from the past mistakes that we might have made. Obviously, starting fast is a big thing because it is a playoff game now. If you lose, you do go home. Last week, we kind of had the follow-up back game for this week. So we're going to make sure we go out there, start a little faster, and continue to build on the successes we had later in the game.
Thanks, John.
Yep.
Were you on the field for the special teams stuff today in Lambeau?
In the field? No, that's just a